Depp's idea has blossomed into a dream concert for the small city on Shawamigan Bay. Friends Eric Clapton, Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan, and Sheryl Crow are now on the ticket to appear at Ashland's Black Cat Cafe. Black Cat owner Honor Spickerman says they know this is a world-class concert, so she's going the extra mile.
Yeah, we went to a thrift store and bought a couple extra chairs, and I think we're pretty prepared.
Spickerman says Depp's request for a private pirate ship on Lake Superior has them concerned, but Mayor Ed Monroe says it's a win-win for everyone.
Absolutely, Mike. I can't hardly believe it myself here. I can't remember. I don't think I've been this excited since I've been about 21 years old and heading to the taverns for the first time.
Each artist has a favorite gangster. Clapton likes Bugsy Malone. Dylan is partial to Bonnie and Clyde. McCartney likes Pretty Boy Floyd. And Depp, of course, likes John Dillinger, the lead character in Public Enemy. Monroe says this should be good for tourism.
Oh, gangland history. I mean, everybody's got a warm spot in their heart for gangland history. I can't imagine anybody not wanting to turn out for an event like that. I mean, and to have Johnny Depp there too, you know, championing it, I mean, really.
In a statement from Hollywood, Depp says, quote, if we don't preserve our gangland history now, the bullet holes of the past will just fade away. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.